You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today we're going to talk about the life of Samuel. Okay, si Samuel, sobrang interesting yung buhay niya because, you know, Samuel was, there was in Samuel that set him apart in his generation. Basahin po natin yung sa 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Okay, I want to begin with chapter 3 verse 1. It tells us the situation, the setting of Samuel's young life. Okay, prayer po natin as we go through his young life, may matutunan po tayo sa buhay niya as young people. I believe nandito yung mga preteens natin. Sino dito yung mga preteens and yung mga volunteers as preteens? Nandito ba yung mga young people natin? Alright. And so we are all here and we pray na makuha natin yung heart ni God for young people. At tayo yung mga mas nakakatanda. Okay, ako rin, hindi na rin ako bata. I'm getting somewhere in between. I believe that God has given us the responsibility, okay, to do whatever it takes for them to, you know, reach their calling, to, for them to have an encounter with God. And it says here in chapter 3, verse 1, the boy Samuel, okay, bata pa raw siya nito. Sabi nila, he was like about 10 or 12 years old. But the boy Samuel, you know, he ministered before the Lord under Eli. And in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. Everybody say rare. Okay, naalala ko tuloy pag, di ba, pag nag-order ka ng, ng steak, di ba? Merong medium, may rare. Pero hindi yun yung sinasabi dito. Sinasabi dito, bihira yung word ni God nung time na yun. And there were not many visions. We'll talk about this. I imagine a time wherein kaparehong kapareho sa atin. It was dark. There were a lot of compromises between the church leaders, the nation of Israel, ang daming rebellion na nagaganap. I believe they have turned away from the God who saved them from the land of Egypt. And nandito na sila ngayon sa promised land actually, but because they weren't faithful with God, you know, God allowed the nations around them to, you know, conquer them. And it was very dark time for them. Kagaya nung time din ni Hannah. Diba, last week we talked about how low the leadership was, the spirituality of the people, because of the compromise, and it was really dark. But during these times, hindi sinabing silent. Ibig sabihin, rare lang. Ibig sabihin, si God, He still speaks. But because of the people, they don't pay attention to God's word, wala talagang nakaka-receive ng word from Him. Because they have been paying attention. Ano pa ba yung bago? What's there any new thing pa bang sasabihin si God? Because their hearts were already hardened. I remember our generation like right now, even as I read this, you know, our generation, we are living in a dark generation. We are living in a time where there's just a battle for the young people. You know what? Young people, seryoso yan, especially kaya excited kami dun sa mga nagtatransition from high school to the university. Kasi ito na yung talagang na-expose sila. Ito yung maraming naku-culture shock. Okay, yung mga kinalakihan nila na te-test. Okay, yung mga values na binigay sa kanilang ng magulang, dun talaga tayo matcha-challenge. Actually, just after our 2 p.m. service kanina, a parent approached me. You know, his son had a friend who just died the other day. You know why he died? He died of hazing. The university, and he was really sad. And inis ako eh, parang, you know, young people and all of us here, we have to take this into account. You know, the devil doesn't want to hurt the young generation. He wants them killed, actually. You know why? Because God has given them something. A destiny that when they discover this, when they have a relationship with Jesus, talagang they will affect change in their society, in the world. And that's why there's a battle for the next generation. That's why we have to keep on praying for them. Si Hannah, hindi niya lang binigay na kay, you know, sa temple, binigay niya kay Eli, iniwan na niya. Year after year, they would catch up and they would continue to make sure that Samuel is growing the fear of the Lord. Actually, the scriptures tell us that as Samuel grew, he grew up with the favor of God and the favor of man. In chapter 2, you would read that. And here, you know, it's the same. We live in a generation na sinasabi sa atin, okay lang ang fornication, okay lang sex outside marriage. Okay lang na pumasok ka basta masaya ka. Okay, kanya-kanya yan. Parang the same thing. Okay, we do what's right in our eyes because we have left the word of God. Inisip natin, di, suggestion lang naman yun eh. No, it's not. Because even before, God has spoken and He wants us to listen to what He has been saying. Okay, God has been speaking. I believe that God has always been speaking. The Word of God tells us that the Word of the Lord is from the eternity past. He has been speaking. At ginawa niya tayo for a purpose. For us, not to do religion, but for us to be in a loving relationship with Him. Because in this relationship, we get to discover why we are here on earth. What's our purpose? Bakit ba tayo nadudoy? Because I believe that there's so much more than just graduating students. Okay, there's so much more than just finishing and getting a diploma. There's so much more than just getting married and having children and raising a family. God has great purpose and a plan and destiny for all of us. That when we discover that, talagang masabi natin, Lord, this is good news. This is all about you. This is all about Jesus. And we have to come to a point of that. And the question is, are we listening? You know, God has been always speaking. The question is, are we paying attention? Are we paying attention? You know, when you are in a university, para kasi siyang ano, it's a marketplace of ideas. You know, your philosophy teachers will taunt you. They would say, there's no God. Okay, actually, God is dead. Those are just myths and things like that. Actually, a professor one time, a philosophy professor, he required his students, you know, write the name Jesus on a piece of paper. And the students, out of requirement, he wrote the name of Jesus. And I want you, the professor said, I want you to put it down and I want you to stamp on your feet on that. Professors, okay, teaching our generation, there's no such thing as Jesus, there's no such thing as God. And there's a battle in this generation that if we will just stay back and just watch, we're going to lose them. And we don't want to lose them, right? We're going to pray, we're going to fight, we're going to do everything that it would take for our generation to make a difference, for them to experience the grace of God to the fullest. Tama ba yun? Yun ba yung heart natin? And that's what we're going to learn here. God has always been speaking. The question is, are we paying attention? Older people, adults, are we helping the next generation to hear from God? Are we encouraging them to be in an atmosphere so that they could have an encounter with God? You know, victory groups are avenues where they could encounter God. Giving them Bibles is our avenue so that they could encounter God for themselves. And I'm just amazed, you know, there's this news of a parent who was fighting for a concert ticket that's worth 18,000 pesos just for her daughters to get into this concert that will happen next year. Okay, alam naman natin yun. But I'm not telling you not to do that. But my desire, sana ganun tayo ka-passionate. Diba? Sana ganun, you do everything. Hindi, pasok ka dito sa small group. Hindi, kukunik kita dito. Hindi, sige, okay lang yan. May mga questions ka yan. Just be there. Just be faithful. You have a destiny. God will speak to you. It's only a matter of time. That's our desire. Are we leading them? Or, hindi lang kasi to sa words eh. It's not about just telling them what to do. You know, what's more louder than just words? It's our lives. It's our lives. Does our life help them to, you know, are our lives leading them towards an encounter with God? Or tayo yung nagiging hindrance? Yung lifestyle natin, yung standards natin, nagiging hindrance for our children, for the next generation to encounter Jesus. And I pray hindi yun mangyari. Because God is for the next generation and He wants them to hear from Him. I believe that, you know, this generation needs to hear from God. There's one thing that I want to know. This generation has to hear from God, from themselves. And the challenge is, are we helping them to hear from God? Are we helping them to have an encounter with Jesus? You know, not only that, you know, may mga kaisipan na nagchuma-challenge sa mga kabataan ngayon, there are also standards and morality that tell us, the young people, nabobombard sila with a lot of things na sabi nila, old school na yan eh, church, those are just man's idea. You know what? There's this group of students, they are entrepreneurs and they call themselves EDGE, entrepreneurs who are committed to do something great. But then when they were talking about a business plan where they were in a university, they came up with these ideas. They were, kasi yung isa nag-open about the problem of pornography. Hanggang sa isa't isa sila, share na sila ng problem ng pornography sa buhay nila, sa buhay ng mga relatives nila and family nila, na talagang nasira yung buhay nila. Hanggang sa dumating sila, you know, they decided, you know, to make a movement against pornography. And they made this, this is not a religious movement. Actually, these guys are not professing Christians. They started this movement that is called Fight the New Drug. Okay, FTND. You could look at them, and these guys have studied the scientific and the sociological effects of pornography. And when I saw that, when I encountered that, sabi ko, grabe, ito pala yun. Ano ba yung mga effects ng pornography na sinasabi ng society natin na okay lang yan, that it's cool, it's manly, it's good, you're a man, you have to have this, that's what the world tells us. But, you know, itong mga tao na to na hindi pa nga sila Christians, they study the effects. You know, it warps your mind, okay? It actually is a part of a big industry. There's a big industry behind these magazines and these things that supports, yun nga, yung mga sexual trafficking. It's a big business. Coordinated yan. And it warps, it destroys relationships. Now, when the world and young people outside will tell you that porn is okay, we have known in the scriptures na kahit nga wala yung scientific study and sociological, the Word of God has already said what the standard should be. You do not look at women lustfully. You do not treat them like that. Okay, like objects. And yun pa lang eh. Okay, actually, science and research, they just support the Word of God. Kung nag-obey tayo doon, you know, less problems in the family that would happen. Not only in problems sa pornography, but also, you know, sa mga babae naman. Because you know that need. Okay, lahat naman ng may kababayan, di ba? We're looking for that need to be loved. Right? And so, maraming mga false I love yous kayong maririnig na boses right there in the campuses. Sabihin nila, I'm gonna give to you the stars and the skies. You know, I'm gonna die for you. I'm gonna catch a grenade for you. Di ba? Alam niyo yung song na yan. Do everything for you. But you do not do the same. Oh, may ganun pa, no? So, yan, kanta po ni Bruno Mars yun. The things that we hear, the young people hear from the songs and the MTVs, and what they are exposed to in the internet, grabe lang, gera to, guys. Hindi to, mga kapatid, hindi to wishy-washy talk. This is something serious. That is why God is serious about young people. And when we get the heart of God for young people, right there, we're going to fight alongside. We're going to do everything that it takes that these people won't miss God's destiny for them. You know, God is good. His grace is bigger than whatever sin or foolishness that we have committed in the past. That's why, you know, God is speaking to us. If you are here, if you are struggling, we want to help you. You know, God is bigger than any sin that you've ever committed. And the grace of God wants to change your life, and He wants you to be an instrument. He wants you to be a catalyst of change. Okay, kung may mga Christians, mga tao nga na hindi Christian, they're doing something, di ba, for the nation, how much more us Christians? How much more that we could start hospitals, we could start education, we could sponsor young people who are not into, diba, they're not reaching their dreams because of their poverty and things like that. We can make a difference. Together we could make a difference. And this is just the scenario, okay? Simula pa lang, but just my heart for the young people. Yun po si Boy, okay? Si Boy Samuel, sabi dito, si Boy Samuel, growing up, he grew up in a kind of situation that we are growing up in. Daming compromise. It was really dark. But you know what? God looked at this young people, this young person, and He spoke to him. He was ready. He was by God's grace. And let me tell you the story of Samuel. I will not read the verse, but I want to go through verses 2 onwards. And one night, while Eli, the leader of Samuel, was sleeping in the temple in his usual place, the lamp of God, medyo nag-flicker. It's just a picture of the situation of the nation, na parang dahil walang word ni God, nag-flicker din talaga yung lamp ni God. And while, also, you know, Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark, siguro ito yung ark of the covenant, he was also there, he was lying in his place. You know, the Bible tells us, in verse 4, then the Lord called Samuel. The Lord called Samuel. And he was up and he was attentive. He went to his leader. Akala niya boss ng leader niya yun. Here I am, Eli, you called me. But then Eli said, no, I didn't call you. Go down and go back and lay down. Okay, go back to your place. I didn't call you. And then again, he heard that voice. And then again, he went up. Medyo hindi na siya nagmadali. Okay, he went to Eli. Here I am, Eli, you called me. Again, Eli said, I didn't call you, go back and lay down. This happened for 3 times. Paulit-ulit, narinig ko eh, you called me. He was there, he was ready. But on the third time, you know, Eli realized that the Lord was calling this boy. And so he said, he instructed him, "Son, if you hear that voice again, sabihin mo, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And so he went back to his sleep. And then, at that moment, the fourth time, you know, he heard the word of God. And he said, the Lord, in verse 10, it tells us here, "The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.'" You know, God has been speaking to us, young people. Alam ko, tinatawag kayo ni God by name. He's been using a lot of ways. You know, even you're attending here in church. Maybe you've been listening to the radio. And God has been doing everything makuha lang yung attention mo. Kung meron mang totoong, you know, that song ni Bruno Mars, na "I Would Catch a Grenade." You know, Jesus died just to tell you, "This is how much I love you." And that must get our attention. God has been calling each of us by name. And He wants us to know how deep and how wide and how high, how great His love is. You know, discipleship, I want to focus on this word, discipleship. And discipleship is, you know, minsan kasi baka naisip natin masyadong religious, or Bible study, or maraming materials, or classroom. But you know what? Discipleship is simply a journey of becoming like Jesus and discovering the destiny that He has for you. You know, in the campuses, I want to show you some of the pictures. In San Juan National High School, in the preteens, pakita naman natin mga pictures. You know, our heart, ito po, just happened this week. We're now meeting with the students in San Juan National High School and also in PUP. Diba, last week, sinabi natin na nag-freshman engage kami. You know, this week, minit na po namin sila. And we're doing the student groups. Because, you know, we're not about events. We're not about how flash and concert and things like that. We want to journey with them. Okay, we're not just there to teach them, but we want to walk with them. We want to guide them the same way that Eli, okay, guided and realized that the Lord's now calling this person ready na to. The same way, that's discipleship. We want to journey with you in your journey with God because you cannot make it alone. There's a fight for you and God has a plan for you. Therefore, you know, we're going to journey with you and want to help you. And that's why if you are here, you're a young person, you have questions with God, don't worry, hindi na intimidate si God sa questions mo. You may have questions about existence, things like that, standards and all. No, we are here, we're ready to listen. And God is there listening to us. The question is, are we paying attention to Him when He calls our name? When we hear His voice calling us, are we paying attention? And when, you know, Samuel heard that calling, you know, sa Bible kasi, pag nakakita tayo ng mga tinatawag na double calls, di ba, Samuel, Samuel, diba, Jesus also says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord?" You know, yung mga nauulit na name, kagaya nung si Moses, di ba, when he encountered God, Moses, Moses. These are ways where God reveals Himself personally. Ibig sabihin, nagpapakilala siya sa atin, personal level. Diba, there's a verse here that Samuel, you know, he grew up in the temple, but he did not yet know the Lord because the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Okay, may season talaga na gano'n na, yes, you've been exposed to the word and to Christianity, but hindi pa rin nag-click, okay lang yan. Because God has His timing. And I remember, you know, I want to honor my parents because it was my father actually who gave me my first Bible. Okay, medyo, syempre, nakornihan ako doon. Binigyan ako ng Bible, tapos meron pang nakasulat na dedication. "This holy book will keep you from your sins, or your sins will keep you from this book." But then as I, you know, as I grew up and I was 12 years old, when I started reading the word for myself, I started the book of John, I encountered this passage in John chapter 1 verse 12 that really spoke to my heart. And it says in John chapter 1 verse 12, it says there, "Yet to all who receive the word," Jesus Christ, "to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He has given the right to become children of God." And God was speaking to my heart and telling me, "You are my son. I've given you the ability to receive me. Therefore, go out there and make a difference." It was God who spoke to me. Alam ko na kinakausap ako ni God, "Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have given me this grace so that I could have an encounter with you. And that's our prayer. Okay, that we would make everything possible for our young people to have an encounter with God. Hindi lang encounter with celebrities and things what the world gives us. Okay lang yun if you want to be relevant and you want them, but you know, sana more than just that, we have given them opportunities. Alam niyo po, as I work with the 6 other campus missionaries, pwede po nating pakita sa kanila yung pictures ng mga 6 campus missionaries natin. You know, ito yung itsura namin pag nakakita kami ng young people. Ayan, kita niyo ba? Kita niyo? The future is bright. Sobrang excited kami dahil we believe that God has a plan for them. That the same way God work in our lives, you know, God will work in their lives as well. At ganyan kami yan. Kita niyo sila, Pastor Christian, sila Ian, Chell, Nikki, and Kat, and Dave. Yan, yan yung ganyan kami ka, patay kayo sa amin, di makawala sa amin. Tatago pa kayo, kita namin schedule niyo. Okay. Talaga nga abangan namin yan sa campus. Kasi we want them to have an encounter with God and we fight for them. You know, one of our campus missionaries, you know, pinag-aaralan ako kasi I want to hear from their stories and how they encounter God. You know, one of our campus missionary, ito po, pakita natin yung picture. This was his picture when he was young. I don't know. The who. Okay, but let me tell you about his story. You know, his story is really medyo, alam mo, malungkot, tragic. You know, he grew up in a family. Okay, medyo alam niyo yung kakulalan siya. He grew up in a family na walang tatay. His father left them. So yung nanay niya nag-raise sa kanila hanggang makatapos sila. And he was into relationships here and there. Actually, he tried, no? And po yung nag-a-apply yata siya sa Starstruck nung araw. Totoo po, okay? Trivia, okay? And right now, you know, while he was in third year in Trinity, in this university, our Lifebox team were able to engage him. And he encountered Jesus. He was able, by God's grace, to forgive the father. Actually, minit niya nga yung tatay niya and sinabi just to tell him na he's already forgiven him. And you know what? Radical lang yung change na nangyayari sa kanya. Gusto niyo makita ko ano yung change na nangyayari? Pakita natin yung picture niya ngayon. Ayan. Talapakan natin si Coach Dave, one of our campus missionaries. Medyo ganun pa rin, no? Artistahan pa rin. But you know what the difference is? You know, he's using whatever he has to reach the next generation. And right now, he's one of our fruitful campus missionaries. You know, discipling younger men. Pakinggan mga picture. Meron ba tayo dyan? Younger men and people who will be the next in line. Kasi tatanda rin naman kami nila, Dave. No? Mag-aasawa rin kami. Okay? And actually, si Dave, grabe lang yung heart niyan. He actually has a heart for Cubao. He wants to church plant in Cubao. And so talaga excited lang din kami. I don't know, in God's timing. But you know what? Because the same way that Samuel encountered God by His grace, you know, si Dave para rin siyang Samuel in our generation. He was able to encounter God because God has called and He spoke to him. You know what, young people, what will set us apart from this generation is the ability to hear from God. And you know that ability is by grace. You know, I'm not telling you to go in the mountain, okay, to be like a monk and, oh Lord, speak to me, give me vision. Hindi ko po sinasabi yun. Hindi po mysticism yung word natin. Actually, the Bible tells us of how God could speak to us. What's the final word of God to us? In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 and succeeding verse, it says here, in the past, okay, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets in many ways and in various forms. But in these last days, He has spoken to us. By what? By His Son. Jesus is His final message. If you're receiving visions that are not in line with Jesus, baka iba yon. But if you are here, you know, I believe hearing from God begins when you have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus. And He has demonstrated how much He loved us, how much everything na hinahanap natin sa world na to, sa Kanya lang natin makikita. And it begins with Jesus. And I pray that we would encounter Him. And you know, I want to end with this verse in verses 19 to verse 21, you know, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Ginamit ni God itong bata na to, lumaki siya, kasama niya yung presensya ni God. You know, that set him apart from their generation. I don't know about you, but I believe in this room, next generation, we don't know the next person that would prepare the next president of our country, dito manggagaling yun. The next mayor, the next businessman, the next doctor who would discover things, and you know that would just be of value to our nation. It's the young people, and we have to prepare him. Now, I wanna share this, and I believe this is God's heart to us. God wants to reveal himself to you, to all of us, because God wants to reveal himself to the world through you. But it all begins when you have an encounter with God, when you have heard from him, when you have been changed by his grace. That's the heart of God. Young people, okay, you weren't born to be church attenders. God allowed that you would be born so that you would become world changers. Okay, you're not there sitting, you know, to play church, but he wants you to realize how much he loves you and how much destiny he has for you. May adventure, may laban to. That's why Christianity is not boring. Okay, it's a life of adventure, it's a life of fullness with God. God wants to reveal himself to you, and he wants to reveal himself to the world through you. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you that even at these days, Lord God, you are speaking. Even we live in a time that is dark, that is challenging. Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us, and your word abides in us. And you have written all these things because, Lord, you have forgiven us. Lord God, your word lives in us, and we have overcome the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.